This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani said on Saturday he was in urgent talks with local leaders and international partners as Taliban rebels pushed closer to Kabul, capturing a key town south of the capital that is one of the gateways to the city. Ghani made a brief televised address as the United States and other countries rush in troops to help evacuate their embassies. But the Afghan president gave no sign of responding to a Taliban demand. He stepped down for there to be talks on a ceasefire and a political settlement. He spoke soon after the insurgents took the capital of Logar province, that is about 70 kilometers or 40 miles south of Kabul, according to a local council member. The gain of the city, a key staging post for a potential assault on Kabul, comes a day after insurgents took the country's second and third biggest cities. U.S. officials say American troops have begun flying into Kabul to help in the evacuation of embassy personnel and other civilians. The Pentagon has said two battalions of Marines and one infantry battalion will arrive in Kabul by Sunday evening, involving about 3,000 troops. An Afghan government official confirmed on Friday that Kandahar, the economic hub of the South, was under Taliban control as U.S.-led international forces complete their withdrawal after 20 years of war. Herat in the west near the border with Iran also fell to the hardline Islamist group. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns, quote, Afghanistan is spinning out of control and urged all parties to do more to protect civilians. The speed of the Taliban's gains has led to criticism over the U.S. withdrawal, which was negotiated last year under former President Donald Trump. Current U.S. President Joe Biden said this week he did not regret his decision. This is VOA News. Lebanon's central bank governor says nobody is running the country as he defends his decision to halt fuel subsidies that have drained currency reserves, saying the government could resolve the problem by passing necessary legislation. The central bank governor on Radio Free Lebanon Saturday pressed back against government accusations that he had acted alone in declaring an end to subsidies on Wednesday, saying everyone knew the decision was coming. The move is the latest turn in a crippling financial crisis that has sunk the Lebanese pound by 90% in less than 2 years and pushed more than half the population into poverty. He says Lebanon can recover, but it's not possible to say how many years it'll take. Lebanon's politicians have failed to agree on a new government since its prime minister quit last August after the catastrophic Beirut port blast. He has continued in a caretaker capacity since then. Families of those missing after Turkey's worst floods in years anxiously watched rescue teams search buildings on Saturday, fearing the death toll from the raging torrents could rise further. At least 40 people have died from the floods in northern Black Sea region, the second natural disaster to strike Turkey this month. In one collapsed building along the banks of the swollen river, 10 people are still believed to be buried. The rapid floodwaters appeared to have swept away the foundations of several other apartment blocks. The floods brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring wildfires that raged through southern coastal regions for 2 weeks had been brought under control. About 45 centimeters or 18 inches of rain fell in less than 3 days in one village. Torrents of water tossed dozens of cars and heaps of debris along streets, destroyed bridges, closed roads, and cut off electricity to hundreds of villagers. Australian police hiked fines for people breaking lockdown rules in Sydney and the rest of its home state on Saturday, and strict stay-at-home orders were extended statewide amid a record jump in new daily COVID-19 infections. The state's premier says police will fine up to $5,000 Australian dollars, or about $3,700 American dollars, for anyone breaching stay-at-home orders or for lying to contract tracing officials. Previously, breaching quarantine orders had carried a $1,000 Australian dollar fine. It's becoming increasingly unlikely Sydney will end its 9-week lockdown on August 28th as planned. Authorities had been talking about easing some restrictions if enough people are vaccinated and case numbers fall. Local leaders have warned that September and October will be rough months in Australia. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.